just discharged a bit. I felt it.
Ew.
Yeah.
The life of a girl.
Yeah, it was all good, and then I was like about to sit down, and it was like,
ew.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my period. So
yay! Congrats.
I know. Honestly, I was actually happy that I got it.
Dude, I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's what.
When you're not on that BC, it's like every period is a fucking blessing when you're having
I know.
Sex. It's like,
I'm not even gonna lie. I was nervous. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Society 97. I'm Kellen.
And I'm Emily. And let's get into another episode.
Because, like, I have, like, a period tracker and I have, like, an Oura ring and, like, I have all the things. I don't have it on right now because it's not connecting to my phone for whatever fucking reason. But I have an Oura ring and, like, it helps. It's, like, very accurate because it takes, like, your temperature every single morning. Because, like, you know how, like, when we're ovulating, like, our temperature goes up.
Yeah.
So it's, like.
No, I didn't know that. But now I do.
You didn't?
No. I know not. Okay, here's the thing. I know a lot about periods. I know nothing about ovulation.
So, okay. Well, ovulation is like, you obviously like, no, that's the time you can get pregnant.
Yes, right? But when I hear the word ovulation, I think of like an alien. And I think of like an alien like impregnating something in like the fetus of it. Like in my head, that's what I visualize.
Yeah, so it's just
like a sack.
It's just when your egg gets released, right? So like it's like kind of like that's the time that the sperm would meet the egg. So, like, if you had sex and they came inside of you, that would be your most optimal time.
Because it's closer.
Pregnant.
It doesn't have to go as far.
Yes.
Okay. And I educational
and, like,
podcast.
And it's released. Like, it's not up, like, whatever. Anyway. So,
right.
Like, here we are. So
it's not in that tube.
Yeah, I guess so. So, I don't know, like, the exact place it goes to. But and then that's the point of, like, your period. Because then once it, if it didn't have the sperm, then.
It drops
and then you get your period and it's a whole thing.
And then that lining is shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
okay.
That's how that all works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was so like since I don't take birth control, but even like I've been tracking my period just to, like, see kind of like when I'd get it and like obviously just for myself to like know when I'm gonna get it, but it's never consistent anyway.
Yeah.
And I was nervous because I did not have my period for 4 days when I was supposed to. But I've been so fucking stressed in my life, so I was like, it's just that, like, whatever, it was fine after 4 days. But that made me more stressed.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it. Stress might take my period away, but like why? Because now I'm just more stressed.
Yeah, it brought mine way
it's
faster.
Counterproductive.
Yeah,
you don't ask me.
I agree. Periods are crazy, man. Super crazy. I wrote a couple things down for today because there's been a lot happening in the world and in my brain. The first thing I wanted to talk about isn't funny at all, so I kind of wanted to get it over with. But I feel like we should talk about it because we're in Nashville and it's going
on.
Yeah, I just want to talk about like the Riley Strain situation.
Also, there's a girl who's missing now too.
Well, she's been missing, but they found a woman's body in the river yesterday,
or
2 days ago. And at first people were thinking it was Riley, but then the person's body had a maroon shirt on and it was the same outfit, I believe, as the woman who went missing. So they're thinking that that might be her. But I don't know if they've identified the body yet.
That's so scary.
But if you don't know what's going on March 12th, somewhere around there, it was like the Friday of the going on to the second week of March, a kid from Mizzou was here on like a fraternity trip and got thrown out of Luke Bryan's bar on Broadway. And then there was a couple of security cameras that caught him, and then after that he like vanishes and has been gone and been missing still to this day. Nobody knows where he is. There's been so many freaking, like, I have issues, but I also have, like, I think sometimes it can be a good thing with like the crime junkie people on TikTok and whatever trying to like solve it. I think there's a lot of like negatives to that, but also I am very much ACAB and I feel like the police don't really give a fuck about really anything, especially in Nashville. I've never had good like run-ins with the police here. Every single time there's been an issue and the police have been involved, like with me personally, it's always been terrible. And they don't really fucking care. So I do think sometimes it can be a good thing when people get involved from social media. But anyway, so he's been missing. He still hasn't been found. His parents are still here. They've been here since the day that he was reported missing. They drove down. But he's from Mizzou. But he's originally from Springfield, Missouri, which is where I was born and which is where like the majority of my family live. His dad is neighbors with my grandparents. Right? Like such a small world, like weird. That's
crazy.
Thing. And I was talking to my grandma the other day and she was telling me like, oh yeah, they live right behind us. Like they have like a, their fences in their backyard share basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, that's insane. But yeah, it's just been this crazy story. Most people are theorizing that he could have possibly fallen into the river because that's where his like phone and Apple Watch last pinged was in that area.
Right, but my thing about that is, okay, like I also know like, that street, if you've ever been on to Nashville and like walked in that direction, like it's really low. Like
the railing.
The railing is like hip height on like an average sized man and he's pretty tall. So yeah, like
6 foot. Five, right. 6 foot.
But my only thing about that is like there's also it's like a drop and there's rocks and there's other things like underneath. The river's
not high enough. That's what I thought. Right.
But also if he would have fallen, don't you think that there would be like some sort of like blood or hair or like a rip of a I don't know. I feel like there'd be like something.
Yeah. The ground would be disturbed or whatever.
Right. Like there'd be something of like an indication.
Yeah.
That like he fell there.
Yeah, exactly. And so also what police have said is if he did fall in the river, the rate at which the current was going, his body would be like could be 122 miles away from by now, and they're only checking in a 14 mile radius of that area. Right. So even if they keep combing that same spot, it's like
also that river's so fucking nasty that like
yeah, it's super murky, it's you can't really see anything. But yesterday, two girls who are like TikTok true crimers or whatever were like out there looking just for anything in that area. And they found his debit card right there, literally like almost in plain sight in the area of literally where his phone was last seen.
Which is weird.
So
how did no one already see that?
Well, there's been two things that have been brought up because of that. One, the police really aren't fucking doing shit, which, like I said, I would not put that past the Tennessee.
Yeah.
The Metro Police specifically.
Yeah. Also, that's like not what they're like used to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Not like not in like a mean way, but like that's not like they're used to just like having to go
deal with drunk people, drugs
and prostitutes and drunk people. Like that's.
Yeah. And so or the other theory is somebody dumped his shit. Like they went through his wallet or whatever and were like, I don't want this credit card. Like because like. Paper trail kind of thing and just like threw it over because there's also like a massive homeless camp in that area, so that was like a theory, like they just like found his wallet or something, but no other of his like personal items have been found. It's just his debit card, so like his wallet and like his ID and like all that other stuff is like still not there. So I don't know, it's just such a wild story because we talk about all the time like on here just like how scary the world is and whatever, and specifically like two episodes ago I think we talked about how like men just can like exist and whatever, but I mean this is an example of a 6'5" 6'6" man vanishing in thin air and police are just not even willing to yet state that it was like malice or whatever, but people are like begging like the FBI to get involved or like the TBI or somebody because they're like at this point like I don't think this is an accident. Like if it was an accident his body would be right in this area.
That's what I'm saying. Like if he just fell,
yeah,
it would be a thing like that
because the river's too shallow right now. Unless he literally jumped in the middle of the bridge into the water, he wouldn't have hit the water from where his phone last
but paint. Also the craziest thing to me is that like there has to be more footage somewhere.
Right.
Has to be more footage somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in my opinion, because I'm such like a skeptical person, is that, like, they know at a different level what happened. You know what I mean? Like, they're not telling people, like, they, like, know something.
That's kind of how I feel about,
or like, or like they don't have all the camera footage out yet.
Yeah.
Because, and they're just saying, like, this is all the camera footage we have, but, like, really in, like, 3 months from now, they're gonna be like, oh, we had this too.
Yeah.
Like, because that's exactly how, like, the Idaho murders are. Like, oh, we didn't know nothing. Mm-hmm. But, like, they know so much.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like, yeah. I just feel like they're just, they're not telling us. Like, they're withholding a lot more than they.
I think also, like, the bars in that area, too, are probably a bit resistant to sharing
Luke,
stuff.
Well, Luke Bryan's hasn't been, because that's what the bar he was at.
Yeah.
Hasn't been open since then. Well, they may have opened up this past weekend, but they were closed for at least 3 or 4 days after the incident. Mm. And I don't know if that was for, like, just, you know, their condolence type purposes, or if it was more like they weren't allowed to. Like, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I don't know how that all works.
Yeah,
it's crazy though, because also, like, the laws for, like, alcohol and stuff, and, like, the way that it works, like, I know a little bit too much about it, but
yeah,
like, the craziest part is that those bartenders will be held accountable if they have no other way to, like, prove his death.
Yeah.
Like, if he's dead and then they just think that he was drunk or, like, whatever, which it doesn't look like that. It looks like he got roofied by the way he was, like, walking and stuff. Like, but
it
wasn't giving just drunk, which, and honestly, like, being roofied in downtown Nashville is a serious thing, and it's been happening so much recently.
Yeah.
So
regardless
much.
Of who you are.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't
guys,
matter.
Girls, like, it doesn't,
like,
matter.
It's bad. And, like, I don't know what, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, some girl came from downtown into the bar that I work at, roofied.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we took care of her because that's obviously just, like, I'm not going to not do that. But yeah. I think it's crazy. Like, she stumbled in there. Whole weird story, actually, but I don't know. I just think that, like, if you're coming to Nashville, it's a lot of fun, but, like, be fucking safe, because that's really a thing. And according to that, too, like, they were only out at that bar. They only were at Luke Bryan's for, like, a drink or two.
He only bought, like, on his credit card statement or his tab, which that doesn't mean a lot to me, because, like, when we go out or with anybody else goes out, it's like you kind of go round for round of, like, people buying. So, like, the fact that he only had one drink on his thing didn't really, I wasn't like, oh my God, he only drank one drink. Like, he could have easily had, like, 4 or 5 drinks while he was there and other people paid for it.
But they have cameras of that. They already know. They can see what he had, what he consumed, what he didn't. That's also probably why they were closed the next day, for, like, going through completely scrubbing their surveillance to be like, who put something in what? Because, like, if it was the bartender, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
But, like,
well, as you should be. Like, if you're fucking roofing people on your
job. No, absolutely.
Like,
I'm not jail. I'm not saying that, like,
yeah.
But, like, also, if, like, you overserved him, you're also fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
which I think they're really covering their asses on that by being like, we only served him one drink and 2 waters. Like, they made sure to put that statement out.
Well, absolutely, because that, it goes back to the establishment. They could lose their liquor license.
Yeah.
And also that any bartender that would have served him would lose their license and honestly can go to prison.
Yeah.
Like, they would be tried for his murder.
My thing is, though, like, the people throwing him out were the bouncers, which Nashville also is notorious for having horrible, horrible people doing security, doing bouncers. And actually, last year, just had to create a law to actually train these people, because there was no regulation. There was no background checks done on these people. And a guy got beat to death at a bar by a bouncer. In a group of bouncers. And then the same shit kept happening downtown because they were hiring just, like, very bad, violent people because they didn't care. They were just like, oh, we want somebody who looks big and tough. And they were, like, people who are on, like, power trips. And, like, literally one of my friends got punched in the face in an elevator. And she was a girl with her brother by a bouncer. It's because, so that's another thing I'm like, something about this is not,
well, I do
up.
Know, well, yes, true, but also for the bouncers now, like, in Tennessee, as of, like, what is it, like, December or January, like, you have to be, like, certified.
Well, that's what I was saying, like, that law just went into place, like, this past year because that kid died,
right,
and his parents were like, hello, why are these people not being trained? Like, this is crazy. But I don't know, I feel like something about it is sketchy, and also the fact that, like, there's so many contradicting statements happening. It's just, like, one of those things where I don't know.
And also the hard part, I'm not trying to like come at his friends at all, because like obviously if they kick him out a different door and then like they're not letting you go out that door, which is weird.
But then Luke Bryan's bar came out and said that that wasn't true. Mm. So that's why I'm saying, like, somebody here is not telling the truth. And is right. it the friends or is it the
But my thing the about bouncer? The friends is they're boys.
Yeah.
In no, like, okay, Emily's gotten kicked out of bars and I've been with her. I'm mm-hmm. leaving immediately.
Yeah.
My eyes are on this bitch. We're leaving together.
Yeah.
That's how it's going. I don't care
the
what.
The only time that we were, quote, separated when I got kicked out of a bar was because Kellen was literally, like, coming back from the bathroom, but I was with other people still. Like, right. I wasn't, like, by myself. Yeah. And, like, it was within, like, 20 seconds of me getting thrown out. She, like, looks over the edge and is like, okay.
Like, here we go. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
As a girl, like, you're... We're leaving.
Well, also my first instinct is like, where did they go?
Yeah.
Like I'm like looking because I'm like, I don't want to be here by myself either. Like what the fuck?
Right.
Like,
yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. But it's also just like, I don't know. I feel like as a girl, like you're like.
It's girl code. Like you would never just together. Leave somebody.
Where I feel like guys like, you want to leave? Go ahead. You can leave. You want to stay? Go ahead. You can yeah. stay. If you want to, if you get kicked out, you got kicked out. Like yeah. not my problem. Like I just feel like that's how that works. Like guys are just kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Because again, like they're not truly friends. So like. Yeah,
100%.
So I feel like a part of it was like, oh, he got kicked out.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
And then they realize after a while when either like one of them tried to like reach out to him or like didn't hear from him or like whatever. It was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know. Typically guys, like you're not looking out for. Oh, he got kicked out. So we're trying to run after him and like do it. Like, I don't know. I think that's very
well, especially
there are
a bunch of like. College kids who are on their spring break right. trip, they're seniors, whatever, they're with their whole fraternity,
right?
And all of them went home the next day, like back to Mizzou or whatever, and their fraternity put out a statement saying that like the members will not be commenting on this. So that's also kind of like,
I mean I respect that, like they're not going to comment on it, because also it's like there's so much legal shit that they're gonna yeah be in. And like for
I just
their
thought it was
own,
interesting that the fraternity as an entity made that comment.
Well yeah, because it was like a fraternity like,
yeah
trip.
It's just like,
I don't know, something is very fishy about it
and just like dark. Like to me it seems like something really tragic happened yeah. and somebody either got rid of him by possibly throwing him into the river and then the current took him away and it was raining that weekend and whatever, or he's somewhere else because his body was like disposed of somewhere else or whatever. But it's been over a week now and it's just like it was really really crazy and sad. So yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like also too, like somebody knows something.
No, somebody yeah but, I think a lot of people know something and they're not saying
but
anything.
But also the people that do know something, like the hard part again, like there's a massive homeless camp down there.
Yeah,
that could be a person who knows something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they've all been talked to, but also like
yeah
that's a real sticky situation.
Yeah. And also like there's a like especially in that area the drug use is like very
right
high.
That's so what I'm like, saying like something traumatic could have happened and that person has no
yeah
idea.
Or they really saw something and they say something but nobody's gonna believe them because they're high when they're giving like an account of the situation, you know what I mean? And so it's like one of those situations where it's like I don't know. But yeah, if you know anything or you've heard anything and have any information, I guess just like call the
Not
Nashville
us.
PD. Like, I don't know. I think that's the only people on the case right now. I don't think the FBI has been involved yet, but I feel so horrible for their family. And I hope that at least they get some closure here soon.
Yeah.
I
think that's the main thing in all of these yeah. things is like you want a closure. And of course you want a happy ending, but like you definitely want the closure.
Yeah, I mean, at least just have like a, yeah, like not just this like questioning constantly. It's like, I can't imagine like as a parent, like even being able to sleep.
No.
You know?
No.
Like there's just no way.
And also having like been in contact with them. And like, that's like that girl that came into our work and get in a strange situation. But like, I ended up reaching out to her mom because it's like the only like thing she could remember was her mom's phone number.
Yeah.
And so like I called her mom and like I felt so bad her answering the phone.
Yeah.
Because like first of all Well, I have a Pennsylvania number and they were from New York. So like not super like random, but like a random number's calling you.
Mm-hmm.
And you answer it. And it's me being like, hey.
Telling you like some of the not worse. It could have been way worse, but still,
one of the worst things that like as a parent, yeah. you don't want to hear that.
About your child who like moved away and from home. And who is also actively like, right herself. Now being yeah.
like, whatever. Or like, as actively having been roofied.
Right.
And like
it's hearing. It's not like the next day where she's calling you.
Yeah.
It's
and
like
also
a
like
stranger.
She can't be there
yeah.
in that moment. And like, I'm like, hey, my name is Kellen. I work at blah, 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 blah. Your daughter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Is I have her. I think she's been drugged.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait, whoa, look at yours. Like, they're like, wait, like, and it yeah. starts going. And they're like, she's like, Roger, look up who's like, mm-hmm. What do you do if you've been drugged? And they're yeah. like, he's like, it's go to the hospital. And she's like, well, I don't know. Like, they like screaming at each other. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And like, they kept like asking me questions. I was like, I don't know.
Right.
But I need you to know, like, I have her. She's safe. Like, I'll make sure she's okay. Like, but I need you to start, like, who are her friends?
Yeah.
Can you get in contact with somebody here that can come and be with her tonight?
Because yeah.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I have to go back to work.
Yeah.
But like, I need to know that she's okay.
Right.
And I think that was like, I don't know. Like also seeing that like firsthand and like everything is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because also like it just being very real to this situation mm-hmm. of like.
This is something
place.
That's going on a bunch.
Yeah.
Here
same
recently.
Place. Similar. Probably situation.
Yeah.
She just got away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's just like really insane and like very like also very like dystopian because like shit just the show goes on here.
Yep.
And like the next day it was just like maybe Luke Bryan's was closed but Broadway wasn't.
Nope, they were open.
Everybody was open. Like,
but they were. I know that Luke Bryan's was closed because a ton of bartenders and barbacks they come to my bar and they like talk about
mm-hmm.
all the crazy shit that happens down there all the time, but they were talking about the people that are barbacks for Jason Aldean's because their building is connected to Luke Bryan's, like they mm-hmm. share the same building, and they were like, yeah, they've been closed at least like the day after or like the 2 days after.
Yeah,
but that was for sure like investigation, like not be, and that's the sad part, not because the bar itself would actually be closed,
right?
Because
they would have carried on like
something
like
about the restaurant
happened.
Industry is that they be trucking along.
Yeah,
they don't care. No, we don't
money
close for
has
shit
to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't close for shit.
Yeah,
so like that's yeah they were closed because they had to be.
Yeah, it's so sad. But yeah, if you know anything hit the police.
There's definitely
up.
A lot of resources.
Yeah, literally. And if you're unfamiliar with what's going on, just type Riley Strain into any search engine and yeah. it's popping up. Like even CBS Sunday Morning, I think, talked about it this past weekend. But yeah, really sad. And a bit happier news. Well, this is to me a bit more terrifying. Not more terrifying, but terrifying in its own right. JoJo Siwa put out new music and it's she's comparing it to Miley Cyrus's like bangers tour, like when Miley like went from being like a child star to like a
if
I'm
JoJo,
a badass like
JoJo Siwa wishes she could be like Miley.
Have you heard the song?
No, because I saw her doing this thing the other day. It was like when you came home from 9 hours of choreography
when she
dancing.
Was teasing it and she
yeah
was
I
like,
was like what in the hell are you doing and the yeah. vibes itself made me
oh, it was horrid. She drops like she dropped the instrumental part of the song first. And it sounded like a cut scene in Selling Sunset. And then when she dropped it with the lyrics, it was just as horrible as I was expecting it to be. Yeah, she goes, karma's a bitch, I should have known better. Something, I wish I never met her. And it literally sounds like Selling Sunset or like any reality TV show where there was like a big dispute that just happened.
And like and after,
they're like walking away or yeah. whatever. And this is like the song before the credits roll at the end.
And
of
then
the
like
episode.
The intro of the next one when they're yeah. like now they're like walking into the room. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like so dramatic.
Yeah. But literally like she put out this statement on her Instagram and it was like, I'm just letting everybody know that there's going to be a big change in like my music that I'm making. And she put a content warning as if she was about to like create explicit. An OnlyFans. Like, no, it was like sexually explicit and like cuss words and blah, blah, blah. So I was expecting.
Yeah,
song,
also her fans are like
baby, like children.
So young.
Yeah. So but in my head, I thought she was going to Miley Cyrus. So I was expecting like a crazy song, especially now that she's like outwardly gay. So I was expecting this song to be like her like rebrand of whatever. She's has the same type of fucking instrumentals as fucking I'ma come back like a boomerang, like whatever that fucking terrible song was that she used to have, and just with crazy just like random sound effects happening in the background, and the lyrics are terrible. But yeah, JoJo, I was very disappointed. And even her like outfits and stuff for it are still very JoJo Siwa coded, like completely rhinestoned craziness, like looks like you got it from like Payless and then like rhinestone the fuck all
my,
over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my thing is like also all the cutoffs she's wearing recently are crazy.
Yeah, crazy. she's like got a bunch of tattoos and was like, I'm an adult now, but still is like acting like a kid.
She no, exactly. She looks like she found like a fun flash tattoo artist who like yeah. had a whole like flash sale and she's like, give me everyone.
If, put them on I my thought arm. It was Inkbox at first. I didn't think it was real. Cause also like the coloring on it looked very lived in.
Oh, it's
for
not
some
cute.
That like are fresh tattoos. I was like, those don't look real.
I don't know. Something about it, she's something about her is a little off.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what happens though when you're like a child star or whatever, like you just never like I don't know, it's like you're just never going to like assimilate normal with like adult culture.
No,
because like you've been praised your whole life for like acting like a child or being a child or making things for children. So now it's like even when she's trying to like rebrand as this like adult pop star, it still just gives Disney Channel, no longer Disney Junior, you know? And it's just not good.
Yeah, and she's a Disney adult. It's what it's actually.
Yeah,
doing.
I would just pivot from music entirely. Just don't make music.
I think she needs to give up that type. Like, dance has always been her thing. Like, you're known to be a dancer. Stay there.
Yeah, but even that, she's like not that great.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, I think she should go do reality TV. I think she'd be fucking hilarious on like Big Brother or like something like that. Or even if she did a dating show, I think she would be good at that because she's such a interesting person. And she's very like hateable. So I think she would do awesome on reality TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like people love a... not even a villain character, but just like an annoying ass, like whatever. Like, I think she would thrive doing that.
For sure.
Music? No. She needs to quit it.
Yeah.
It's quite terrible.
Yeah. She's got to pick a lane and she's got to run with it. And for a while, it was the sparkly bows.
Yeah.
And she did her thing.
Yeah.
Music? It's just giving TikToker needs to find a new career.
Milking
path.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like how much more money can I milk out of this career before I just like stop,
drop off.
Yeah,
and I think that's where she's at.
Yeah, 100%. But I know the thing is like she could have easily just like made a song about just like kind of shitty, like I don't know, the evolution of her and like her life and whatever. And she's not a singer, so I don't think it could have been like a sing-songy type of thing. But she still could have made like a almost like a funny and like parody of herself, and it would have been good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but this was just bad.
Because I mean, okay, if we're being honest, it's giving James Charles. But yeah. Like, James even like, I hate to say it, I would fuck with his music before I would fuck with JoJo Siwa's.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa's is just like way too intense for me.
Yeah, it's just girly
intense
pop,
in a bad
weird,
way.
Like, yeah. I don't like it. Or like James's new song, Trash.
Yeah.
But he at least like tries to sing and he has like always been like, it's always been like a aligned with his makeup career for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think my favorite video of JoJo Siwa ever is when she's singing in her car and like the veins on her neck are like bulging so hard. She's trying so hard to like, it's like she's one of those people who's like the louder the better, and it's like, no, please tone it down.
No, actually, please.
But like,
don't.
Her face is like is borderline purple of how red it's gotten from like she can't breathe, and like her neck is so like veined up, and she's singing just quite literally so horrible. She's like, I've gotten so much better, and then I'm like, is she trolling? Like, is this whole thing like? Almost like Trisha Paytas, how like she makes music and like she knows she's a horrible singer and is like outwardly like said that she knows she's bad and she just does it because it's fun. But like, I don't think that's the case.
No, I think she's serious about it.
I think so too.
She's pretty serious about it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. What else did I have on this lovely list? Oh my God. Last night I watched that new documentary on HBO Max, not HBO Max anymore. The Quiet on Set, and it was about all the like child stars from Nickelodeon and how like Dan Schneider, like in 2017 it came to light to everybody that he's like this giant creepy weirdo whatever, and then it was talking about like just the abuse and horrible things that went on in all of like all that and like the Amanda Show and whatever, and then Drake Bell was in it and he was talking for the first time about his like sexual abuse at the hands of like one of the people, Brian Peck, who like worked for the company, and like how the whole time, like starting in 2003 I think, like they had a lawsuit against this guy and like they went to court and like he was sentenced and everything, and like, but he wasn't like listed on the court documents, like Drake Bell wasn't really. But, like, people kind of all knew that it was him who was getting abused and, like, how... Anyways, but, like, it's just... It was insane to watch. And, like, they showed all the clips from, like, the old shows. And, like, you realize how fucking gross some of those jokes were.
I believe
and just,
it. I believe...
Oh,
no,
my God.
I believe
it because like
that industry,
so
like, you don't... Unfortunately, you don't get to where you are in industries like that without... those things being a part of it, unfortunately, and I don't understand why, but that's just real. And like also, or like unless you're like have a name for yourself already, you gotta like be privy to that industry,
but even so, like you're still gonna be exposed to those creepy people.
Okay, but that's exactly how like, and this not to like come back to Broadway bartending and all that stuff, but like that's exactly how it is on Broadway to bartend down there and have like good shifts and whatever. Like there's creepy people like that that are your bosses and like you have to do crazy things to get like good shifts, and like there's like weird
like the power dynamic
like, yeah,
is like
really
bad.
Still there, like it's still a thing, and like that's bartending on Broadway,
yeah,
not even like, because I think that that's not, they're both just as serious, but like
yeah,
to me it's like, oh, it's just bartending,
right?
But like that's like child actors and it's the same shit, like what
yeah,
I don't know. And like obviously we wonder why they all grow up to be so fucked up.
Well, that's what I was saying, like a couple years ago, like when Josh Peck got married, like Drake tweeted at him or something and was like, oh, thanks for the invite to the wedding or something, like I don't know, like he did something, and then Josh like went on this huge thing about how like you need to apologize to my wife, like this was the most immature fucked up shit you could have done, like blah 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 blah. And now you like look back on it and you're like, does that excuse Drake's behavior as of recent years where he was like texting a minor and like whatever, and he, since he's like literally,
but like to him like
fled,
that's what he knows,
well right, and he's fled to Mexico and now is like a fucking giant pop star in Mexico, like
what,
yeah, he has like a whole nother career in Mexico making
what?
Like Latin music,
what,
yeah. if you want to go down a rabbit hole, just go look into this guy's career, it's crazy. He's like huge in Mexico, he's like one of the biggest celebrities in Mexico, like
even
music
know.
Wise anyways, but like not that that excuses any of his actions, because I don't believe that just because you were subjected to abuse means that you become an abuser, because if that was the case a lot more people would be fucking abusers. But it was really sad, and like his dad was on the show, and it was just like, it was so hard to watch the dad just like sit there and break down crying. And because the situation was like, the guy was super manipulative and like drove a wedge between the relationship between the dad and Drake. Yeah. And the parents were divorced at the time. And so he ended up, because the dad was like, no, you can't be alone with my son ever. And then the dad or the creep ended up convincing like the mom who was divorced from the dad that like Drake doesn't like you anymore. And like, he's going to live with me now. And then the dad was like, the only way that I'll let this happen is like, if you promise me that like, you will never leave him alone with that guy. Cause like something about it is not sitting right with me, whatever. And then the mom was like, yeah, of course. But then the mom was like,
fuck you.
Within the next day was just like, oh yeah, you can go sleep over at his house. I don't care.
That's so weird.
It was so nasty.
Also, and like, I don't understand how parents can do shit like that.
This
like,
is the same shit that happened with, like, Michael Jackson.
You're gonna let, like, young children go have a sleepover with a grown man. And you would think that you could, like, trust the grown man, but, like, that's weird.
Well, and, like, it's, I truly also, though, it's, like, I think it takes a certain type of parent to, like, let your kid be in that industry knowing... True. It almost to me is like, oh, you're a paycheck and you're my way out of this shit.
Yeah.
Like he started working when he was like 3 or something.
And that's awful.
Yeah. And so it's just one of those things where it's like, God,
even Britney Spears too. Like that.
No,
like,
well, yeah, they brought her up and like Amanda Bynes was like kind of the focal point of the beginning of the thing. Cause like she was really like this child prodigy comedian that like, Netflix or not Netflix Nickelodeon like discovered and like launched her career and blah blah blah, and like, and now you look at her and she's on TikTok, her hair's falling out, she's wearing Amazon extensions and like has a face tattoo and like crazy, like, and it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, because also she wasn't allowed to be a kid and wasn't allowed to like live a life
and yeah
wasn't...
And then when she became like 16 she thought she knew everything. Mm-hmm. And like tried to, you know,
why would you not though when you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars and you went from taking your, you yourself as a 6-year-old went from taking your family from a normal life probably to like one that they could have only ever dreamed of.
Right. And your family still has like control over all of
it. Right. But also like you for sure build a complex that you can do no wrong and that nothing, like you're invincible and like all these things. Yeah. For sure.
It was just really fucked up. So if you want to watch an incredibly sad 4-episode documentary, it's called Quiet on Set.
I'm watching some sad shit today.
Dude, I know. It's just, I've been watching this craziest thing, Quiet on Set on Netflix. Also, I watched a documentary called The Program on, or Quiet on Set's on HBO Max or Max. The Program is on Netflix and it's like about those schools where they like kidnap you in the middle of the night and then like,
oh,
they're like
yeah.
behavioral, like I've seen, reprogramming.
I've seen stuff like that on like Netflix before. That shit's crazy. That's all like crazy. It's all like culty and like, mm-hmm. yeah, they, those.
It's just like scams basically.
Oh yeah, but like the parents believe it. They're like, yeah. I'm going to be better. And then the kids are always like, I'm not getting better. And they're like, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to keep going. They're like, oh, they're just next steps, just mm-hmm. next steps. Oh my God, yeah. Those things are crazy to me because they're like camps.
Yeah, it literally.
Like they're like camps and half.
And they, but like, they like market them as like boarding schools, but then they like also, none of like, the people there are certified in anything.
Well, because also when you first get there, that's what like their brochures are in, that's what they show people, that's like where they have to like see each other, but then like behind closed doors, like they're not even ever staying at that place.
Or then when the place that they like stay is like behind all of that, where it's like they have like one or two rooms that they let the parents see. And then everything else is like a prison.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's how this was. And oh my God, that was also insane. If you need like a documentary to watch to just like get pissed off at. Yeah, that's a good one.
Those are crazy.
Yeah. That was the my two recommendations of sad things to watch this week. That was like kind of it that I had like that I was like, we have to talk about.
Yeah. I wish I had some more because I feel like all I did was work.
Yeah.
And work. And I've been, I had like a nice mental breakdown from between last night and today. And it's just like carrying over. I'm just like.
Yeah.
So my brain is just like sad girl right now.
I feel that.
So sorry. The vibes were there. The vibes were there. You brought the vibes of we're going to keep everything sad. Everything was nice.
Oh, good. I'm glad I continued on that.
Yeah. It was kind of nice. Because if we had to like sit here and laugh, like I would do it. But I don't think that like.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hee hee.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how I was like, I haven't been able to cry.
Mm-hmm.
It just everything.
Floodgates open.
Yeah. And I haven't been able to stop.
Yeah.
Like, it just Dang. Is a continuous thing. But that's, it happens. And honestly, it's a good thing. I feel like I've needed,
yeah.
I knew it was like building.
Like an emotional reset.
Oh, no. It was building for sure.
Yeah.
And now I've gotten it all out, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see how the night goes. And then.
Did you ever end up going to therapy that yes. day?
Oh, yeah. I went to therapy and I've gone back. I went back last Wednesday too.
Oh, good.
Which is good, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Still. But yeah, no. That has been my life the past 24 hours. So I feel like in my brain it's like, everything sucks. Fuck all these people. Like, I'm done with everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my brain is right now.
Well,
so
if you want to get like even more angry, you should watch.
Watch those things. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
The program's good. It's really interesting because the girl who directed it went to that like boarding school. It's called Ivy Academy or something like that, and she started making this documentary 10 years ago, so it's like 10 years of work. And the whole reason that she made it in the first place was to prove to her dad that all these horrible things actually happened to her there. So it's really sad and really fucked up.
No, that's actually like a lot of stories of these people is mm-hmm. that
nobody believes them
because it's like the way that they were sold to them and whatever, like all the things is,
yeah,
and when they come out, like, they're completely different people. So essentially it worked.
Yeah, well, because the only way that you can leave is if you work the program, which is basically just brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh god, it was really fucked up. But it was a good, I think it was produced really well, and like she did like a really good job. The Quiet on Set one, the Max one, was definitely a bit more like typical documentary where it's just talking heads kind of the whole entire time, and then they'll show like either like home video style footage or just like photos from the time. And oh my god, it didn't even take Dan Schneider, whatever the fuck his name is, like a day to I saw a clip of him on a podcast like today or yesterday talking about like how he admits that some of the things that he did was wrong and blah, 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 but he's really changed and that would never happen and whatever. And I was like, you made cum shot jokes on little girls' faces. And then, like, in every show you worked on. And, like, you just did weird fucking shit with, like, feet stuff and, like, Ariana Grande. There's so many weird videos of her just, like, doing crazy things, and you're like, as an adult, watch, as a kid you don't know, because you don't know what a cum shot is, you don't know what like a foot fetish is, you don't know about like jerk off jokes,
right?
Really. And so like at the time you're like, oh, this is hilarious.
Oh yeah, you know, so you're so naive, and also you're at a point too where you're so immature where you might start to understand, but it's funny,
right? Because it's funny in the same way that like saying penis was funny,
or yeah,
saying like
fart,
like fart, or typing boobs in your right, calculator exactly. was
so,
funny.
So like you just hee, and then he gets validated because he's a weird, gross man. That
yeah,
you funny
and then you and realize like, it's like an adult man writing these jokes and having like kids do it, and then you're like, oh. And their parents were just like okay with this, like I don't because if not they were like, well, we would get blacklisted from the industry because he ruled that space at the time,
right.
Like he was making like hit after hit after hit after hit. Even when all this shit was brought to Nickelodeon, like the first couple of times they were like, oh, we'll handle
but they're
like, this guy's making us billions of dollars,
yeah,
like,
so fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, he made a weird funny joke that no kid will ever understand.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
well.
Makes the staff massage well, him was, on set in front of everybody while they're shooting, and
ew.
Like touches people weird, and like makes, he made this one girl bend over the desk and pretend she was being sodomized.
Pretend.
Yes, for like, and like if she didn't do it, he was like, I'll fire you, basically.
Fire me.
He did. He would fire so many. He fired, and like all the women, he made them work for half of their pay if they wanted to work. So they only got, so if they had like a 27-week contract, they only got paid for like 11 weeks out of it. And he said that like, this is just what you do in this industry, like when you're first starting out. And then he would like fire them and then hire like a fucking 20-year-old guy with no experience and pay him the full amount. It's just the show is infuriating.
Yeah, we love to see it.
Yeah.
You know, we love to see that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But go watch that.
Yeah, go check it out. It's, let me know what you guys think. I thought it was pretty well done, but also, I don't know. Some of the people they had on, I'm like, why are you here? Like, it would be like people who worked on the show. And I'm like, I don't feel like you have the right to like be on this.
See, it's funny because like, I haven't, honestly, in the past like 2 weeks, legitimately have not had time to watch. I haven't been on my phone. Like, I don't know what's going on the internet. Yeah. Like, honestly, I went on TikTok the other day and I was like, I felt like my parents. Like, I felt old. And I was like, how does this work? Because, like, shit is updating all the time. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Where, what did I touch? How did we get here? Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt. And because I haven't been on my phone, literally, and watching TV. But the only TV that I have watched is Love Island Australia.
Mm.
And this last season, guys, it's good. It's so good.
Mm.
And I think I've recommended it before, but now that I'm like, I'm slowly watching it, but like, it's good. It's a really good season. Not sad. Not.
Which season is it? 8 or 9?
No, Love Island. It's our most recent one of Australia.
I don't know the difference.
Well, there's like Australia. I know UK.
The
difference,
but I don't know like which, like, is the UK the OG one?
Yes.
Gotcha.
There's the US. What? Okay, it's not working on my phone right now. So I don't know how many seasons there are, but this one is really good. Like, the drama is there. The tea is thick. It is spicy. It's great. It's not anything weird that Emily just talked about. It's not. It's actually funny. So yeah. I would watch it.
Where do you watch it on Hulu?
Hulu, yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to delete my Hulu, I think, because I'm realizing I don't use it enough to spend like $26 or however much I pay.
Yeah,
I also have Netflix.
I got Peacock the other day. I just paid for that because it was $50 for the year.
Mm.
And it has all the Bravo things on it. And I'm a Bravo girl.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what is on Peacock? Because I know that's NBC, right? Owns
yeah,
that.
But they have a lot of really good shows.
Yeah.
But it's only $5.99 a month.
That's not bad.
And it's like $50 for the year or whatever they like deal they had. So I just paid for it
because
I was like, I love Bravo. And
yeah,
even though I have Hulu, but the Hulu that I have is my friends who used to have Hulu Live. But now the way that Hulu does it is like you can't use Hulu Live unless you're in home. You can still use Hulu, but you can't use Hulu Live. Well,
that's how YouTube TV is.
A part of that is that they have then certain networks that are blocked out if you're not on the live. So I can't watch anything from Bravo, and that's like the only stuff I like to watch. So I got it off Peacock.
Yeah.
Because I love like Vanderpump Rules and The Real Housewives of Everything, and like I saw the drama.
Did you ever watch Don't Be Tardy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you seen like the crazy shit about them? Oh my god, the Biermans?
Yeah. Like them screaming at each other doing, I don't.
Yes, dude. Like the front yard argument, yes. Where he was like, it's like the body cam footage that the police like released. I was like, what the fuck is going
on? Dude, I don't know. But also like their whole life is a lie and it's all fake.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because you as if you want to believe all of it, but it's like they're in so much debt and credit card and this and that. That's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm okay over here actually.
God, I fucking used to be obsessed with that. That was my favorite, like, Broadway show. And then, but I also really, really, really loved Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, that was my shit.
See, I haven't really been a Real Housewives girly in the past, like, 3 years.
I watched it in college. I haven't watched it since.
But I used to be obsessed with, like, the OC, New Jersey, New York. I loved them all.
Yeah.
I loved them all. Can't say I didn't.
Did you ever watch, oh my God, what was the show? And it was like kind of like Real Housewives, but it wasn't called that. But I think it was the same people who did it. Oh my God. But they were like all like artists, like rappers and singers and.
I don't know.
Love and Hip Hop. Did you ever watch
that? Oh, yeah.
That show is good.
Yeah.
Like, if you like a drama show, oh my God.
I did. So I never got super, super into it, but yeah, I have watched like snippets of it.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I don't know. I'm here for the drama. Emily likes a good education. Yeah. I want my brain to be dead when I watch TV.
I agree. Like, I don't watch any American television besides documentaries, honestly, because of that reason. Like, I need an escape. Like, I don't want to know any more. Like, I already get way too much of the fucked up shit on the internet constantly, like political and whatever. I'm like, I can't. So like my escapism is like other countries' media.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is so far removed from Western society. Like, perfect.
Perfect. Amazing. Great.
But I do like to watch a good old documentary every now and then. Just to like, especially because that's all my TikTok has been recently, has been that Quiet On Set shit. It's like mm-hmm. clips from that. So I'm like, I have to watch it at this point because I feel like I've watched half of the show.
Yeah, like I now need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I feel that. Yeah. Well, I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Well, you got any more?
No. Nice little true crime app.
Nice little true crime. If you have any, you know, insight on what people should be doing around here, if you've gone to the site, if you want to help try to find him.
Yeah.
You know, there's resources out there.
Totally. And just moral of the story is, like, be safe and don't leave your friends ever.
Yeah. Know your surroundings. And if you're going out with friends, guys or girls, like, make sure you just stick with them. Like,
especially if you're in a city that you don't know and, like, you're unfamiliar with. Like, never, ever let your friend go wander by themselves. That's no, never. So insane.
Drunk or not.
Yeah, no.
Don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it. But I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Society 97. My name is Kelmer K. You can find me at Kelmer K on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
And I'm Emily. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Starnzy. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram as well. We're at society97.pod, where you can write us in your favorite true crime documentaries, or you can follow us on TikTok, or both, please. And we are at society97pod, no dot, where we post clips from the show.
And we also have our YouTube channel where we post fun videos every single Tuesday and the video version of the podcast every single Friday. So make sure you like, subscribe, turn on post notifications, and go see our beautiful faces over there. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.